Honestly, I'd be fucking pissed off. I'd fucking like smack my kid around and they fucking cut down. I want fucking cherries, goddamn it. Look what you fucking did. You know how many fucking years I've been fucking growing this goddamn cherry tree in my yard?
You are a cherry boy.
You come around, you little fucking prick, all right? You fucking like failure of my life. You piece of shit. You fucking goddamn failed abortion ass George Washington.
Why are you so upset today? Fucking... What the fuck?
A third member of this podcast, but they don't have a persona. It's just their full legal name and face. Like, it's like, I'm your host Sciotic, and as always I'm joined by my co-host Moomy and John R. Smith from Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Hey, I'm John.
Yeah, and this episode we are going to be discussing why I believe in Mongolian supremacy, okay?
With the Mongolian birthmark supremacy?
No. Like, I want to bring back the Mongolian Empire. I think it'd be really funny. Like, all right, we just get that. Have you ever seen the map of Taiwan's, like, territorial claims?
No.
It's really funny because it's, like, obviously it's, like, all of, like, mainland China. Then also Mongolia, and then like a ton, like conflicting borders with every other country around them. It's really, I think a lot of those have been just rescinded or walked back, like since whatever that map was initially made, and or like even like however many decades ago. But it is funny to just see.
It's interesting you say that because we watched the first episode of Marco Polo earlier.
Oh God! Yeah. So tell me about that. What was going on with Marco Polo?
It seems like it's gonna be a pretty good show.
Good, because we're gonna be watching it over the course of the next year.
Yeah, we are embarking on a journey ourselves, along with Marco Polo.
Listen, if it's like Niels, oh God, God help us. That was the last 70s travel anime that we watched, and dear God,
I mean,
God,
it looks better than I say that.
It seems more interesting in terms of it's almost like a documentary.
Yeah, so I talked about this in the call after we watched it. I have zero interest. I don't really care. I guess because we live in like a society now that you just see
oh boy do we.
Yeah, we live in a society where you just see like
society,
the globe at all times, and it's not that hard. Like, if I just want to be like, oh, I wonder who's vomiting on the street corner of fucking, I don't know, Egypt or something.
Go on Google Maps. I've been all around the world from the comfort of my own home.
Well, it's like going there obviously is different, but like seeing it online and seeing it on TV, it's like, it's just, you've seen it once, you've seen it a thousand fucking times, right? But that part of it is like uninteresting to me, but it's interesting because it's being recorded in the 1970s. And so I'm like, interestingly enough, this travel log anime becomes more interesting, less so because of it's a travel log, but more so as a time capsule.
Yeah, not so much like the place that it's going, but the time period.
Yeah, it's like, okay, yeah, this is cool. This is fucking, I don't know, this fucking rock or something. But yeah, we're going to China in 1970, like right around the time that it fucking just opened up. What's that going to be like? That's fucking crazy.
When was the Cultural Revolution in China? Hold on. I don't know my Chinese history all that well. I know we were talking about they also go to like Iran during the Iranian Revolution. They are in Afghanistan during the Soviet invasion. Cultural Revolution was it ended in like 76 when Mao died. So, but still, I mean, that's interesting. It's, I don't know how the fuck they're getting into these countries to make this anime, honestly, because getting into Iran during the Iranian Revolution probably wasn't easy. I think they got in just before the invasion of Afghanistan.
Listen,
that's kind of crazy. There's like the 70s are every decade is interesting. The 70s is definitely an interesting time period though, especially like in other parts of the world.
It must be very, it would have been very weird, I guess, to be like, oh yeah, we're wanting to come get a tourist visa so we can come record stuff. Oh wait, what are you recording for? A cartoon?
It's an animation. We put it on. We're educating kids. They're like,
what? Just animate. Oh.
What the fuck? Yeah,
just dry. What are you,
why the fuck do you need? The fuck? What are you fucking lazy? Dumb fucking. The guy at customs like can't even fucking draw. That well?
The guy at customs is like, maybe I'm not understanding. You're drawing this. This is an animation, but you want to record. Do you not know how to animate?
Yeah, do you not know what animation? It's like, you don't understand. Listen, all right, trust me, I got the vision. Okay, I'm an ideas guy, and they're like, "Say no more, King. Come on in."
Oh, an ideas guy. We're a country full of ideas guys.
Listen. All right, if there's one thing I know about the Ayatollah of Iran, they're an ideas guy. Okay. All right, put that up as like an inspiring quote. I'm an ideas guy.
I'm gonna put in a visa to North Korea and just be like, I'm an ideas guy. Fucking just.
I do want to see more like North Korean anime. I'm also now just thinking of like Ayatollah George Lucas. rest up. I do want to see more like. What do they got going on in North Korea animation wise? What do they cook? I know like somehow American like animation productions accidentally end up in North Korea when they're not supposed to because like stuff gets like outsourced to China and then like subcontracted basically to North Korea, which is kind of wild. But I want to know like what are they watching in North Korea? I'm genuinely curious. I don't want to be like, oh, it's just all just propaganda. No, I'm legitimately interested in terms of like what is North Korea putting out in terms of animation?
Like as far as like it being like a closed, I feel like it must be like very downstream of like China. So there's a lot of like Chinese animation.
Probably, yeah. I'd be very curious about. You know, just like, imagine going to North Korea and they're like, well, what are you doing? Why do you want to come to North Korea, you filthy fucking American? I'm like, I want to watch your cartoons. Like, he's clearly a fucking spy. Execute him. he's either a spy or profoundly mentally disabled. Either way, we got a fucking old Yeller. This guy. What the fuck is old Yeller? We're in fucking North Korea. For anyone listening, by the way, I don't know. I'm just gonna start that joke intro is just gonna be the actual intro to the episode. We have no topic for this. This is more like a filler episode where we're recording it. Not last minute because we have plans over the weekend. By the way. I'm going to be at Otakon this weekend. Well, actually, no, this is going up on Monday. I was at Otakon last weekend, so if you saw me there,
hi.
Congrats.
I was the guy handing out Beeb Crew stickers.
I was the guy getting beaten to death with metal bats because I called someone the wrong word.
That was a bit. I was mimicking him because he's going to be there. I will not be there, so you did not see
no,
me.
No, Mumi will not be there. No, Mumi does not. You were considering coming last year when Gil came, weren't you?
Yeah.
And he was like, eh.
Because I was kind of like,
yeah. I don't know. There's a lot of people I'm actually like in like different discords that I know that are going to Otakon. So I'm just like, all right, yeah, I'll make time to like go like at least say hi to a bunch of different people. It's kind of thing. Another thing about conventions, though, is like you go with friends, but sticking together the entire time, it's like, no, go out, do stuff on your own. You're gonna have conflicting schedules otherwise, so that'll be fun though. I'm looking forward to Otakon this year, even though they did get rid of the porn at Otakon. Yeah. It was kind of fucked up, and honestly, if they don't reverse that decision next year, I'm tempted to just like not go, because it's like, and I don't want to be like, oh, I was just going to Otakon to buy like adult shit. No, it's more so just like I don't like like what that's emblematic of, and especially in the context of everything going on with Steam, everything going on with like itch.io, and just this whole kind of like anti-pornography thing that we're going through right now. It's like, I don't want to go to a convention that feels like it's like going along with that kind of wave.
Yeah.
Like the problem last year at Otakon is when you walked into the dealer's room, literally the first thing you saw was the like Ero Doujinshi like seller, and they had like fucking like Dakimakura covers like hanging up in the back and stuff, and it's like, yeah, maybe don't put that right at the fucking entrance where people are coming in with like their kids and stuff. Maybe take all of the adult stuff, concentrate it, put it in a specific section where there's like an additional layer of vetting, because when you go to any of these conventions, you obviously have like your convention like pass, your badge, but then if you're like 18 years or 21 years or older, you get like a special wristband as well. So like have like a checkpoint for that, you know, with people checking for wristbands before they go into like the adult section of the dealer's hall. Why not just do that? I think that's what most conventions do now, but I guess Otakon was just like, that's too much fucking work. Just get rid of all that shit. Fuck that.
Well, did I pay for the one by the door?
Do you get to pick? No, I think it's just a flat, like, it's like, well, not a flat fee across the board, because like different like vendors obviously have different like floor space sizes. And maybe that's how it was like just divvied up. I think it just really came about from like a lack of planning, rather than like they were paying for like a specific accessible location. Because again, if that was the thing, then it's just like, yeah, don't accept that. Just have a designated adult section. I don't know why we are getting rid of all of this. And there are a number of vendors at Otakon where like they are there because they sell adult, like Manga Gamer. Is it Otakon? I fucking got a copy of Sengoku Rants last year. I don't think they're going to be there. I actually don't know if Media Blasters is going to be at Otakon. Actually, let me check real quick. John Cirabella has a YouTube channel where he talks about this stuff, so maybe he'll
John Cirabella's YouTube channel to see if he.
I remember like asking me like, oh yeah, you want to come on our podcast? I don't think we ever actually like invited him on. We should though. Let me see. I don't think Anime Boston, Anime Central. So
you should
What if I type in Otakon?
You should just find every celebrity-ish, influencer-ish person, and then just be like, hey, you wanna be on my podcast?
Do you want to be in my podcast?
I'll give you a secret.
I used to see videos of people like being like interviewed at conventions and stuff. I actually saw something like that happen, I think last year at Otakon, where like some guy was like kind of like filming with his phone, had like a microphone and stuff, and was like asking some other people next to me like what their favorite anime was or whatever. And I was just thinking like, man, if I had that opportunity, if someone put a mic in front of my fucking face and I just had free reign to say whatever I want,
I mean,
it would just get cut from the video and editing.
That's what I'm saying.
it would absolutely not make the final cut. No, regardless of what, unless I said like, oh yeah, my favorite anime is Naruto. I've never seen Naruto, but my favorite anime is Naruto. And I was like, yeah, it's not getting in. It's not.
See, what you should do, we should start a segment, like a live action segment of the Weeb Crew, and you should dress up like Konbini Confessions, and just go to conventions. Just give schizo interviews.
Just give schizo, like, I don't even ask you about anime. I'm just like, how many pets do you have? Do you prefer mechanical keyboards or non-mechanical keyboards?
So what are you doing here?
What do you have for breakfast this morning?
You know, you're just hanging out in like the bathroom. You just like every time someone goes to the urinal, you just start interviewing them.
Yeah, it's like, hey, like, yeah, it's like I'm like standing next to them, and then like I just like put the mic over in front of their face as they're pissing. I'm just like,
what are you doing here?
Have you seen any homeless people since you got to DC? Just like random ass questions, like, hey, buddy, you having a good time? And then I get thrown out of the con because that's blatant sexual harassment. But it'd be really funny for a bit.
It would look good on video.
It would look good on... This would require me to, like, okay.
Where's my freedom of the press? I thought this was America.
Like, but you would have to, like, walk into a public bathroom, clearly see that someone is filming there, and then still decide to go in front of the camera and start pissing in the urinal. I feel like there are multiple steps there where that's just not gonna, like, they're gonna stop. That's not gonna happen.
Listen, all I'm saying is you call it like a piss break or piss stop.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That could be your stick. You just interview people while they take a piss.
Hey guys, it's like I make a new channel. Like, what's going on? I'm internet piss stop. Don't confuse me with that other guy with a legally distinct name, all right? This is a completely different channel, completely different format.
Today we're checking the fluids of everyone at Otakon.
I look over, I'm like, dog, you need to drink more water. What the fuck? That's yellow as shit, dog.
Oh, did you have some Italian food?
Oh, why does it smell like fish or fucking asparagus? Good God.
Man, judging from the smell, like, you might want to hit that with some soap every now and again.
You imagine doing that, but it's like, it's instead of like the urinals, it's like a bathroom stall, and you put the microphone through like a glory hole. And you're just interviewing like
the glory hole cast. That'd go hard.
That would be fucking awesome, honestly. And I'd be surprised if no one is like already done that, because I feel like that's such an obvious idea. Obviously, though, you stick a microphone through, it's a glory hole. The other person is probably just gonna start sucking it off anyway. But hey, guess what? That's just called content, baby. Okay.
I tried to interview. Like, I don't know why there's so much noise on the microphone that just shouted out their head.
I don't know why there's so much noise, huh? You pull it back. It's just like, it's like drenched in saliva and stuff. Like,
no, I'd be covered in shit. Let's be real.
Oh, someone just sticks to their fucking ass.
Oh, we were talking about this. We were talking about this with somebody with Karu died.
Yeah, because he sticks it. He sticks his hand. Okay, so somebody Karu, he like sticks his hand in like Hikaru's chest, and like the thing that's like possessing Hikaru kind of like, he says like it leaks out and gets on him and stuff. And I'm like, well, it's clearly just a metaphor for fucking someone in the ass, and you just get a little bit of poop on your penis. You know, that's very obviously, like, the gay metaphor is not lost on me, guys. All right, I know, listen, I'm not a gay man, okay? And if anyone fucking says that I am, they're fucking lying, and I'm gonna tell you they fucking are, so I can sue them for fucking defamation or slander or whatever. What? The fuck. Anyway, I'm not gay, okay? But listen, I understand the culture, all right? And I understand, well, this is a metaphor. You're kidding. You're having a poopy penis.
Listen, the horror of the summer who Carter died is like when you're fingering your partner in the ass, and something a little squishy pokes back.
That's like a two sentence horror kind of thing. It's like, I was fingering my partner in the ass, and then something fingered back.
Something poked back.
Oh God!
I can't wait for Mr. Creepypasta to read that on his big.
What's that fucking thing? Like the creepy cast with like Wendigoon and Papa Meat or whatever. It's like it's reading gay fan fiction as if it's horror. Like, it's fucking like Legolas. It's Legolas fucking Frodo or something.
That'd be Gimli, all right. Legolas and Gimli.
Legolas and Gimli, and then it's Frodo and Samwise. Yeah. And
Aragorn doesn't have.
I have a take about that because everyone like talks about like everyone gets annoyed at like gay shipping in Lord of the Rings as if that's like a recent phenomenon. But as far as I can tell, like Return of the King came out in what, like 1955? And I've seen like fanzines. There's actually a really cool Lord of the Rings like fanzine like archival project online, and I've seen stuff from the early 60s. It's not like shipping Frodo and Samwise are discussing that, but it is commentating on discourse that was happening around that time. So I'm just like, yeah, no, I honestly just believe that people were shipping like Sam and Frodo together, probably just from jump, like literally from like the first book, because I mean, gay people have existed, I think, for a long time. That's what they tell me. It's like, you know, a while, maybe, you know, since the dawn of time, certainly since like the 1950s at least. With J. Edgar Hoover gay?
That
was a thing, right?
Wasn't he, like, being blackmailed for that or something?
Yeah, but he was also it was a profoundly like homophobic thing as well. Hold on, let me look this up.
Wait a minute. Are you saying that a gay man in like 1950s Americana?
A closeted gay man in a position of power in Washington D.C. maybe had a little bit of a internalized homophobia.
That is the thing. It's unheard of. All right.
Kanata, can you please confirm whether or not J. Edgar Hoover was really gay?
Man, we gotta whip out Kanata for that.
Well, she hasn't had much to fucking do recently. Okay.
How you doing, Kanata? Are you feeling useful? I don't know. She at least acts as like good window dressing, I guess. She just sits there and has like that looping GIF animation going on.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she's sleeping most of the time because she literally just functions as our ChatGPT, basically. Before before people like were really just like the whole like Grok, is this real meme, we had Kanata, is this real?
Not a bot. Confirm.
Okay, so according to Reddit, J. Edgar Hoover was a cross-dresser or something. Sure, why not? I don't know. Honestly, you know what? I'm just gonna assume everyone was gay. Wasn't John F. Kennedy? I think we have pictures of like John F. Kennedy also being really fucking gay. Certainly. Have you seen the fucking post picture of Eisenhower like sitting with like his like legs crossed and like a fairly like sultry manner,
and kind of zesty?
Yeah, Connor, to pull that shit up real quick.
You're gonna say that, and then there will be no image here, even on YouTube. Just no one's gonna know what the fuck.
Yeah, no, hold on.
Oh, good. You're going to go grab the image, the physical image. No one will ever see it.
Nah, take a look at that shit. Take a look at that shit. Tell me the way he's fucking sitting. Okay, all right. That is like that is. I honestly, you know, that smile and stuff. You kind of got me. Again, I'm not gay, and if anyone fucking says I am, I swear to fucking, I'm not gay or anything, but...
Got you acting up?
Yeah, wood. I feel like wood, honestly, that's a solid smash, honestly.
I couldn't tell if you were saying wood as in you would, or wood as in you got wood.
What's that thing, like, Markiplier did, where it's like, smash or pass for, like, all the Pokemon? Would you just do that with U.S. presidents?
Alright, George Washington, smash.
It depends. I think George Washington, honestly, based on like the paintings that we have, looked pretty good, especially in like his younger days. I kind of hate the picture that they use on the $1 bill, where he's like considerably older. He looks just really like frumpy, and like his like skin is like falling off. But like you look at like pictures of like younger George Washington, I'm like, you do be looking good. You know?
He cannot tell a lie. Looking.
I thought that was Abe Lincoln.
No, that's Washington. He cut down the cherry tree. What's the fuck? And he's like, I cannot tell a lie. That you're thinking of, like, you're conflating it with Honest Abe, which.
Honest Abe, okay.
Doesn't have anything to do with the whole, like, cutting down the cherry tree.
Yeah, what is the deal with the cherry tree thing?
It was just some story that apparently when he was a kid, he cut down some cherry tree in his front yard and his dad confronted him and he's like, I cannot tell a lie.
I cannot tell a lie. Okay.
I'm preparing for my election in 30 years.
Honestly, I'd be fucking pissed off. I'd fucking like smack my kid around and they fucking cut down. I want fucking cherries, goddammit. Look what you fucking did. You know how many fucking years I've been fucking growing this goddamn cherry tree in my yard?
You are a cherry boy.
You come around, you little fucking prick, all right? You fucking like failure of my life. You piece of shit. You fucking goddamn failed abortion ass George Washington.
Why are you so upset today? Fucking... What the fuck?
I don't know. Listen. I know we don't have a topic for this episode. So we need to just fill it up with me like schizo ranting, because otherwise it's just going to be dead air for like the next 30 minutes.
Okay, I don't want to wait that long. You know what,
it would be so funny. The next 30 minutes of the episode are just completely dead air.
We would lose so many fucking people so fast.
We're already losing
so many people because we haven't talked about anime in like 30 minutes.
No, we brought up some Hikaru died. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. We can talk about Otakon.
But listen, anime if Trash Taste can get away with doing like multiple episodes completely unrelated to anime, I don't see why we can't.
They're not even an anime podcast. Okay. They're just like, fuck it.
They're in the goddamn animation and manga category alongside Tucker Carlson Autobiography and JP Morgan Chase Daily News, okay?
They're
a fucking those are all anime podcasts that may or may not be AI generated by a specific individual who will not be named because I don't think they want me to name them. Again, I know who you fucking are. Fucking fix this category. Like, you're fucking polluting this shit, you fucking asshole.
Hell, I don't know who
he has a Wikipedia either. Page. The guy that's doing it has a Wikipedia page. Which is really funny because it's like it's one of those like small Wikipedia pages that makes me think like
he made it himself.
They just made a Wikipedia. Yeah, they just did it themselves. I went through the edit history though. It doesn't look like it. Like it's multiple different contributors. So if he is doing it, he's smart enough to know to use like multiple socks. But also these sock accounts have much more like history to them than it would be reasonable to make. Like a vanity Wikipedia page.
Yeah.
We could get a Wikipedia page. What's the criteria?
I don't know. I feel like there should be some statute that if you have a Wikipedia page, you're classified as a public person, and so you cannot sue for defamation.
Oh, okay. So we talk shit about this person. They can't sue us for defamation because they're now like a public person.
Yeah, they're not like a private individual because you're on Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like that should
be. That'd be a good litmus test. That's giving a lot of power, though, to Wikipedia editors. And do you really want those people with that much authority?
Listen, if you can't trust Wikipedia editors with that much authority, I don't know who you can trust. All right. I mean,
you can trust your good friends over at the Weeb Crew podcast.
Weeb Crew podcast, your favorite anime podcast that definitely talks about anime all the time. I mean, if we wanted to talk about anime, we could talk about like I was thinking we could as ironically we could name the episode title. I don't know. Has anime discourse hit a wall or stagnated or something?
That sounds so fucking lame, honestly.
Listen,
I don't know. Again,
I have to workshop these titles, all right? I don't just think of them on the spot.
I have to type in chatgpt.com into the search bar, and then I got to, like, ask
for some titles, and then I have to, like, do that, like, a few times, and then I'm like, I don't like that one.
ChatGPT gives the worst fucking podcast titles. I'm going to be real.
It gives the worst fucking advice for anything.
Yeah, literally any. Like, I remember asking for, like podcast timestamps, and it didn't even fucking do the entire. It was, like, only the first hour. I'm like, what the fuck?
Well, it's all generative, so it does not actually do, like, any critical thinking on its own. So, like, if you're...
No.
I literally just used it while I was at work one day, because, like, I couldn't sit there and, like, figure shit up. and like I wanted to just figure up some like general percentages on something. And I was like, sure. Here's this list that I had already typed up. And I was like, can you tell me? And I had all the years and everything. I was like, can you tell me what percentage of what year each show like is represented in this list of 100 shows? 100 shows should be fucking easy. All you gotta do is count how many times
the data is easily accessible there. It can just fucking scrape my anime list. Yeah.
Well, it doesn't even have to do that because I literally have like I just pasted my list from like my anime list, which has the year it came out.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, just tell me what percentage of like what year is represented here. Cause like I was fucking working and I just like wanted to work on something. And it's like, it gave me these percentages and like I added it up. I'm like, this is like 92. Where the fuck did the other 8 shows go? What are you doing? And it's like, oh, I'm sorry. Let's go through the list to see what. And it starts off like, oh, it's got like Ava, Monica, whatever, the fucking list. And then it starts just like making up shows that aren't there. And I'm like, what are you doing? The list is right there. It's 2 messages up. How are you doing this?
Because the way ChatGPT works is just like it has to guess the next word, basically, with its like its massive data set. But I guess anime is still too niche of a thing, too specific of a thing to understand this, I guess.
Well, that's nothing to do with anime. That was all just math. Like, it just couldn't do basic addition. Like, all you had to do
and it's like,
is a list of 100 shows. If I want a percentage, it's already built in. Like, there's 100 shows.
You are a computer. Do math.
Just count how many 80s shows are on this list, and that will be your percentage. Oh, there's 780 shows. Okay, that's 7%.
Yeah, it's a list out of 100. It is... A goddamn sixth grader can do this.
I had to do it fucking myself because, like, fuck. Like, how are you this stupid? So, lesson is, kids, do not use ChatGPT because it's fucking stupid.
Yeah, it's like, oh, don't use it because it's intellectually dishonest. No, it's dumb. It's bad. And I like that, like, we've been able to kind of pick up more and more just, like, how ChatGPT comes across in text.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the way that it specifically talks and, like, frames things and stuff. It's really funny because it's like... I saw some article that was like, ChatGPT is better at convincing Redditors than, like, other Redditors are of, like certain viewpoints. And it's like, yeah, because it fucking talks like one. It's fucking obnoxious.
Do you think it's because, like, Reddit has a lot of text that's just like publicly, because like obviously I guess 4chan has like archives, but I don't know if they're pulling from those.
I don't think they want to, because I mean, remember what was the fucking thing like 10 years ago, the AI chatbot that they just turned into a Nazi? You remember that?
I
think
Smarter Child.
Reddit is a good enough like curated list that you know. They don't have a ton of like hate speech on Reddit, as far as I'm aware. So that's probably like a safe data set to pull from that won't get them canceled. Because unlike Grok, they don't want ChatGPT turning into Mecha Hitler.
It was really awkward when I asked for something and then I said thank you. And it was like, thanks for the gold, kind stranger. And I was like,
thanks for the updutes.
Thanks for the updutes.
Actually, check this real quick. Can you get ChatGPT to, like, generate a green text for you?
Probably. Hold on.
Try this right now. I want to see. Ask ChatGPT to, like, generate a green text story. I want to see if it understands this.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
B-Sci from the Weeb Crew. Finally got press badges for Otakon. Time to go furl journalism mode. Bring laugh by
that's the
unblinking determination. Decided to interview fans when they're the most vulnerable, the men's restroom, specifically at the urinals. Day one, walk into the bathroom like it's a war zone. Guy in a maid cosplay makes eye contact midstream. Hey, quick question, what's your anime of the season? He starts talking about Monogatari. Piss goes everywhere. 10 out of 10 content. We're cooking. Day 2. Why?
You know, at least, you know what? At least ChatGPT understands how fucking gay these like a green text is supposed to be. It's like, be me, be straight. I wonder where this story's going.
Day two, wear sunglasses indoor. This is a long green text. What the fuck? Wear sunglasses indoors for professionalism. Quarter Goku cosplayer mid-piss. He says solo leveling. Call security on him for bad taste. He tries to kamehameha me while holding his dick. Men's built different. Start getting recognized. Yo, are you the piss mic guy from TikTok? Yes, yes I am. Develop reputation as the urinal senpai. Nobody's safe now. Not even the staff. Final day. Find a man in a full suit using the urinal. It's actually a rep from Crunchyroll. Ask if he thinks Rent-A-Girlfriend deserves another season. He comments no. Mark him as based in my notebook. Get kicked out of the bathroom by staff finally. Security says I'm violating basic human decency. Joke's on them. We hit 400,000 views on this piss cord Q&A short overnight. Sigh out. My face win. I got more interviews at the urinal than on the actual con floor. My face when I peeked in the bathroom. My face when the Weeb Crew is now officially a piss positive podcast.
You know what? That is exactly how a Redditor would put a green text together.
Yes.
This that sealed the deal for me, honestly.
I mean, it didn't have holy any updo. It did give me a bunch of emoticons at the end, which is pretty that's pretty Reddit. You don't do emoticons.
Yeah.
On,
oh god. Yeah. Other than it said no one is safe, and I was thinking to myself, like, there are no urinals in the women's bathroom.
No one is safe, except for the people that don't use urinals.
Except for anyone going into the women's bathroom. What did ChatGPT mean by this?
Oh, is it all gender bathroom, like in that King of the Hill joke?
Oh yeah, how is the new King of the Hill season? What's going on with that?
So I watched the first two or three episodes now. It's okay. Like it
okay.
That's my review. It kind of reminds me of like the later seasons where, like, you know how it started kind of leaning really heavy in the A plot, B plot that would be very silly. Like, you'd have like an A plot where Hank is like upset that Whataburger changed the cheese recipe on their burgers or something. Yeah. And then the B plot would be Peggy and Dale are teaming up to overthrow the government or some shit. And you're just like, what is happening? It kind of reminds, there's not like that A plot, B plot so much, but like, it's just that kind of, that writing that I'm just kind of like, it's interesting in the sense of like, you get to see these characters 8 years later or whatever the fuck it's supposed to be. But I feel like they lost a significant part of the charm. Not, you know, with Bobby now being an adult, so you kind of lose that kind of representation of like the younger generation kind of being misunderstood. Like, oh, it's still kind of there, but it doesn't have that same feeling as like when Bobby was like a kid.
Right. Well, wasn't the, like the original plan for King of the Hill, like the characters were going to get older with every successive season, and obviously you can't really do that for like syndication reasons because you're going to re-air the episodes out of order.
Well, funny enough, like it was the end of episode of season 12, I think it was, which is Luann's wedding. They planned that as potentially being the last episode because it hadn't been renewed yet, and so there's a whole bit that got cut from the last part of the episode where it's like Hank, Bill and Boomhauer and all them go back out to the alley and they start like, man, it was crazy when the Megalomart blew up a couple months back and we had tornadoes and blah 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 blah, and like it's supposed to like be a reveal that all this happened within a year.
That's not the worst that a cartoon has ever done to like rectify that kind of thing.
Well, it's kind of more like tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah.
Or like, I think from what I remember, they're like, my whole world's changed since Luann moved in like a year ago. This happened. And like, yeah, remember when we stole that tank? And they're like, Bill, that never happened. You imagine that. Like, just like imagining shit happened that didn't actually happen or something.
So, like, how does it acknowledge, like, continuity? Like, are there any, like, major, like, callbacks in the new season?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I have, so.
But they're not necessary. Like,
I haven't seen the episodes yet. But apparently they're working with a pretty liberal floating timeline.
Okay.
Because in the original, if you remember when, GH was born, GH is, Hank's brother, right? Good Hank.
Oh, okay.
He's born when Bobby is 12. Apparently he comes back in this season and he's like 13 or 15 and Bobby's like 21. So that,
okay. Yeah.
That doesn't really make sense.
No.
But yeah, they.
I'm doing like the math in my head and I'm like.
He should be like 9, 10 ish.
Yeah, 12. And it's been how many years?
In the show, it's been 8.
Okay, it's been 8. Okay.
Because Bobby's like 21.
So yeah, he'd be like. Yeah, like 8 or 9 years old.
Yeah. I don't know why they chose 21. Yes. Like, it could have been very easily rectified by just making Bobby like 24. And then it's like, okay, well now he's like 13. So it makes sense.
So wait, is the new season set in a specific year?
No.
Like, or is it set in like 2025?
After 2020.
Okay. Yeah, because they do like the pandemic stuff.
Yeah, the pandemic stuff happened. I don't know. It's all right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't hate the show, the season or whatever. It's kind of like interesting in a curiosity way where you're like, I wonder how these characters are doing. And you kind of peek in.
Yeah.
It has like zero of the charm of the original, though.
Yeah. It's kind of hard to recapture. Like, I'm trying to, what are, like, is there a Cheers revival? Did I imagine that?
Maybe.
Did they bring Cheers? I'm trying to remember if they brought Cheers back.
They didn't bring Dexter back. Apparently, people didn't like New Blood. There were some parts of New Blood they did like, the original reboot. Mm-hmm. Or not reboot, but
yeah,
whatever. They brought it back. I forget what they call it. But apparently this season's really highly rated for some reason.
Okay.
I think it's...
Like, the only example... like I can think of is obviously Twin Peaks, but Twin Peaks
that counts.
Both has the same appeal as the original show, but also it's completely different.
Yeah.
That's a unicorn though in the world of television. That's not like something you could even reasonably expect from any TV show.
I think mm-hmm. it's consistent with the Flanderization of the characters we had in like the last mm-hmm. few seasons. So like,
okay.
It's probably consistent. Like if you watch like seasons 12, 13, and then 14 now, it's probably is very consistent between those as far as like the writing. But it's just, I'm so used to like before it got super fucking Flanderized.
Yeah.
I'm
trying to think like, the only other like revival or anything like that I can really remember watching is
did we watch that 90s show together?
That I was gonna say that 90s show, which really reinforced the fact that the best characters in the show are just it's just Red and Kitty, and then it's Red and Kitty, and then it's kind of everyone else that I don't give a fuck about.
Yeah.
Do we want to count the new season of Panty and Stocking as a revival?
I guess. Could technically count.
It kind of is. It's been off the air longer than King of the Hill, hasn't it?
No.
When did the King of the Hill end?
No, King of the Hill was like when I was in high school, I think.
2009. Okay, yeah. So not there's not that much time between them though. So it's been a comparable like space and time from when King of the Hill ended to coming back to. Season 1 of Panty and Stocking to season 2. And I haven't seen anything past the first episode of the new Panty and Stocking. I'm already not a big fan of Panty and Stocking. How's it going, Mumi?
The last episode had a good bit.
Okay.
Okay. Episode 1 I thought was fine. Yeah. I had no problems with episode 1. Episode 2 I was... very quickly reminded that I did not like Panty and Stocking.
That's the thing. I remember watching like bits and pieces, maybe the first few episodes, like years and years and years ago, being like, wow, this is so fucking funny. And then I rewatched, like, I watched it all the way through for the first time last year or maybe the year before, like relatively recently. And I'm just like, yeah.
People are giving me pushback. I'm like, I don't know. Fucking a Yu-Gi-Oh joke in 2025 is kind of fucking like 25 years late. I don't know. Like, why are we making Yu-Gi-Oh jokes? And then
it's the same thing with like the Transformers episode. I'm just like, yes.
Like, they played the fucking Yu-Gi-Oh joke, and I'm like reminded of fucking All Grown Up doing the Chimpoke on that.
All Grown Up. God fucking damn it. Yeah, yeah.
I'm just like, fucking hell. And then they do like a whole like Fast God. And the Furious bit with like sperm, and I'm just like, what the fuck?
It's like, well, and the joke is like, it's so like crass and stuff, but it's like, I don't know if I was talking about this on the podcast, but I've talked about it. It's like, I don't know. It just doesn't go far enough. I needed to go like, it's not like shocking. That's not shocking to me. I need something that's like shocking. And if anything bordering on reprehensible to really like elicit the reaction that they want out of me. And it's just not,
they do like weird probably, fucking like commentary episodes. They had, okay, so they had like a Mandalorian bit.
No, that's out of season. That one's already not like, it's been a hot minute since that. Yeah,
and then they had like one that was commentating on how people on social media are attention whores. And I'm like,
was this fucking written by Doug Walker?
It's just like, Doug Walker.
Yeah, this has the vibe. Doug Walker's already been in an anime, but this has the like vibe of a fucking nostalgia critic comedy.
And then like, so the beginning of this episode, the most recent episode is episode 4, time of recording, is like this really shitty fucking commentary about them trying to get someone. They're trying to get Stocking elected as mayor to save Panty because they made having rape or sex or something like that illegal, and it's like punishable by death. So they're like, oh, we had to get Stalking elected so she could overturn the law. And then she starts running against the president or the president of the fucking city or whatever, and yeah, they're like, oh no, we're losing, I know, we'll just kill him. And they go quarter him, and then they're like, oh, it's all right, I'm just intimidating him because this can't hurt people. And then it turns out he's a ghost, and then they kill him. And then their car gets elected as the mayor.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, this is where I thought we were going to insert the 30 minutes of silence. This is...
Yeah, I just don't. I don't know.
It was really bad.
I'll have to watch the episode for myself. This,
so, but the rest of... Okay, there was a bit toward the end, like in the last half of this episode, that was interesting visually, at least. I posted it in the, I posted it in the server thing or whatever, but,
all right.
That whole, it's like a Hanna-Barbera old 2000, like not 2000, old, mid 90s, like 1950.
What decade are you talking about?
I'm not talking about the mid 1900s. That's what I was going for.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Like just. That sort of era, Hanna-Barbera kind of animation shit like that.
Sure.
And like comic book art from like 1930s, shit like that. So it basically has like the same appeal as like a Ninja Slayer or Inferno Cop, I guess. But yeah, it is better animated, at least in that part. So it had that going for it. I was like, oh, this is like the best bit. And then like everyone's like, no, I really liked the Yu-Gi-Oh joke where they combined the guy taking a shit and a dildo, and
and that's when you realize the people that like this show are soy as fuck.
Yeah,
City's really fucking fun. City has one of the best episodes of the year.
I've seen people like hate that episode where they're like,
I mean, I can understand why.
It's a lot of visual information to try and process.
But I kind of love that it's just scaring the hoes. I think that's great. I'm glad Kyoto had, like, because we've talked about that. It's like, man, I really wish we just got, like, weird shit that it's like, I can't believe they, like they fucking put that. And see, unlike Panty and Stocking, I legitimately cannot believe they fucking got away with that episode, honestly. Same thing with, like the Endless Eight. It's just the reverse of the Endless Eight, where instead of, like this eight, like,
one episode.
Eight episodes just doing the same plot. Yeah, it's just one episode doing eight episodes at once, and, like, that's so fucking cool to me.
It is fucking, it's kind of schizo, while also simultaneously being kind of fucking awesome.
Yeah, I'm like, watching it just in, like, amazement. Especially, like, even just, like, on, like, a technical production level, the way that it's handled is insane. Like, there's so much going on. Like, I have to know what the fucking storyboards for the episode look like. I can only imagine, like, how fucking, like, chaotic they are.
I feel like it must have just been, like, God. They just had storyboards for each panel or whatever.
Each panel, and then, like, composited them in some way, and probably, yeah.
All of them wouldn't even have that many storyboards. Like, one of the panels was literally just the cat on top of a car the entire time.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
see, well, that's the thing. They are smart about it in terms of, like, they know when to, like, have certain things move, so that you, like, they know when to overstimulate you, and then, like, when to let you breathe a little bit before going back into it.
Yeah, I feel like it is a lot, even when they're trying to do that. So I don't fault people for, like, not liking it. Because even, I'm just thinking, like, me, as someone that is, like, really able to really read subtitles very quickly, and, like, process information very quickly like that, it was hard for me to follow this shit. I'm just like,
Yeah. Just, like, constantly having to scan and stuff. Like, being like, okay, wait, so, oh, wait, no, something over there is moving, but I have to read the subtitles. And wait, what's going on in the main panel again? Fuck.
Well, how I read subtitles is, like, I glance at it, right? And so you just kind of absorb it for a second, and then, like, you look back. It's hard to do that when there's, like, six different screens on the level of the subtitles. So then, like, when you glance at it, all of a sudden you're being inundated with six different things of visual information. You're like, it is very, very daring of them. Very avant-garde.
Yeah, what a great like, our top episodes of the year are going to be the overstimulation episode from City, and then
the understimulating episode of Apocalypse Hotel.
With no fucking dialogue in it from Apocalypse Hotel. Honestly, I would not be surprised if we just get a completely silent episode from City.
That'd be kind of cool.
I mean, they're already doing, like, also that episode just has, like, really interesting stylistic stuff with, like, the towers as well, being this, like 3D claymation thing.
Yeah. Did you see what people posted about the manga panel? How it's literally just, like, a Where's Waldo thing in the manga, where it's like, it's four panels or whatever, like the four coma kind of structure, sort of, because it's like four different pages, but, like, each one is, like, the exact same shot of, like, that entire happening thing, the party. But then, like, things change between each one. So, like, you would basically just kind of look at what's happening in this quarter or whatever, go to the next page and go to the next page, go to the next page, and, like, see what happens.
Circle
there.
The differences.
Well, like, you just kind of follow the story of, like, this little group, and then you go back to the beginning. You, like, you follow that story.
Yeah.
So it's kind of cool how they did that with, like, the little blurb thing.
Yeah, yeah, at the end.
Yeah.
And they all kind of, like, come together.
People can't say KyoAni is resting on their laurels. They're getting very creative.
No, they are. Yeah. Oh, I mean, and again, it's like, I mean,
does it work? I don't know. Kind of, that's up to you, but at least they're trying.
It's up to the audience's interpretation. I fucking loved it because it's weird. It fucking is controversial. It's again, like, controversy for me is not, oh, what if we did fucking, like, a Fast and the Furious film with cum? It's stuff like this. That's, like, this is the stuff where it's, like, it really feels like it's, like, pushing the envelope and maybe taking things a little bit too far.
Yeah,
and you need that reaction from people. Like, you're going to get that reaction from people where it is, like, negative. People are like, what the fuck is this? Don't do this. When you're doing something like that. I would imagine that's how people probably responded to the Endless Eight back in the 2000s when that was happening.
You're doing stop, go back.
Stop, go back, Jesus Christ.
Are you caught up on Deccan no Moguera?
No, I'm not caught up on anything on Tuesdays because I've been out literally every Tuesday.
You need to go watch Deccan no Moguera.
Deccan no Moguera, and you need to catch up on Rory Rocks. How is April Showers?
April Showers is all right.
Okay, what's going on with Deccan no Moguera?
Deccan no Moguera. I was like, it's all right. Moving on.
Well, it sounded like you were about to go into something.
Yeah, well, so Deccan no Moguera is kind of the same appeal as like Gegege Kitaro or whatever, where
yeah,
obviously you got like the like kind of the mystery element, kind of like a little sort of like Monogatari, not quite, but you I don't know if you've seen Gegege, so it's like a little closer to that if you've seen that. It feels like a Gegege for adults. And I don't mean that in like a, oh, it's so mature, deep. I mean that like the subject matter it's tackling, I don't think a lot of younger audiences are going to give a shit. So like the most recent episode, just as like a out of context thing, like there's a girl who's, and mind you, I'm going to describe it. It's not going to sound funny at all, but the show is a very funny show.
Are you talking about the girl who's like being haunted by a bunch of like, she doesn't like know or like, she has like something weird.
Oh yeah. She has haunted. Like big tits. And so the spirits are following her to look at her tits. Cause they're like, oh, we just want to see her massive fucking bazongas.
Yeah. It turns out like all the ghosts in the show are like, just, like they're fucking
just
like
regular people. There's like
just kind of like schlubby guys.
They're just regular people. So like they're hanging out, and like they look at the picture and all the ghosts are all happy. Like, we got the big titties.
Funny view of the afterlife. Yeah.
And
it's like, dog, you're supposed to be guiding these people to the afterlife. So you have the fucking lantern.
Tells them to go away. So. The most recent episode, they kind of have like a haunting kind of thing going on, and they're kind of trying to figure out like why the haunting is happening. And they are talking to the girl's sister who is haunting them, the sister of that girl. And she's like describing her problems to this guy that they're like supposed to be dating or whatever. And she's just like, I don't know how to connect with you except by sexualizing myself, and I fucking hate myself for it. And I was like,
what the fuck?
That's pretty fucking real.
that's fucking brutal. What the fuck? Jesus Christ. Like, I mean,
it's very like down to earth and very funny, and then it will say shit that you're like, oh, I don't think kids are gonna like care for this shit.
No, it's like one of the least popular shows of the season.
Yeah, well, because it looks like a fucking Gegege Kitaro, and people don't like kid shows. Yeah. I guess
it's not a kid show. No, but it is like,
I mean, if you look at it like the poster or something, it just kind of looks like,
yeah, yeah.
Okay, fucking the guy. Oh, you got some ghosts.
Yeah. Some fucking silly guy over here. Look at this fucking douchebag. Yeah,
I really am liking Deccan no Moguera.
And you catch up on that, and catch up on Detectives.
It's one of those shows. Okay, it's one of those shows that like I don't think about it most of the time, and like we don't watch it or something. I'm just like, whatever. And then when we do watch it, I'm like, I really like this show. Why have I not been watching? Like, why did I not care about it that much?
It's like fun to like watch in the moment, but you're not necessarily like thinking about it over the course of the week.
Yeah, because there's not a lot to like think about or like attach yourself to, because like while it's mature, quote unquote, it's not really like thought provoking where I'm like really thinking like, maybe people don't like to sexualize themselves. Never thought about that. It's like you're not thinking about that shit. So
yeah, yeah.
I don't know. It's got a cool art style. I feel like we might have mentioned that in the seasonal preview, but yeah, just
probably. Yeah, it does look really cool.
It's a good show. I will reiterate, people should go check it out.
go watch it instead of the whatever the fucking dumb slop you fucking pigs are usually watching. Good night.
Wait, we're only an hour. I don't think we have quite an hour. We can't say good night yet. We gotta keep going. No,
shut the fuck up. This is what they deserve.
Well, if you haven't watched Dick and the Mogra, you gotta click off now and go watch it. And then
yeah,
everyone else,
Weeb Crew fans deserve less.
Everyone else, keep listening.
Keep listening. No, I gotta go to sleep.
Oh, we're gonna post like an hour long episode.
We do this sometimes. It's fine.
You know that one thing you could complain about? You want to address the Twitter allegations.
What I'm going to complain about is you fucking keeping me here when I need to go to fucking sleep because I have work in the morning. listen here, Mr. Central fucking time zone. I'm an hour fucking ahead of you, all right? Uh-huh. This is fucking brutal for me.
I don't know what the time I went to bed the other night.
What time?
It's like 4 a.m.
Yeah, I can't be doing that, all right? Listen,
you're
listen,
young. You're
speaking
young.
Speaking of Gegege no Kitaro, you know that fucking like Shigeru Mizuki comic where he's like telling Ishinomori and Tezuka like, "Oh, you guys need to get more sleep. You're gonna die young," and then they both die young, and he like lived to like be like in his 90s, even though he got his arm blown off in World War II.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's me right now being like, you need to get more sleep. You're gonna die in your 60s.
I catch up on all my sleep on the weekend. All right,
that's true, and it's really fucking annoying because I'm like, we need to record, and then you don't say anything.
Well, I just don't say anything because I'm like doing stuff. Like,
I don't say anything because I don't like you that much.
No, I think that one weekend I went out and ate. I went and did bot shit or whatever. I went out and was doing stuff, and then like I got back and I was like, I'm just gonna relax on my phone in bed and not
and I'm like, we had to fucking record to get an episode up on Monday. Get the fuck out of bed.
No, you didn't say anything. That was that weekend.
Oh,
I was like waiting. I was like, oh, I suppose he will usually just pings me when he's like, hey, when we want to record. I'm like, oh, whatever.
Literally, why didn't you just, you could have also just added me and be like, are we recording today? And I'd be like, sure, I didn't know you were around.
And I also felt like, yeah, I took a nap and I woke up and then I'm just like lazy in bed because I'm already there.
How dare you fucking bring up sleep in the vicinity of me while I'm sitting here tired, like, oh yeah, I took a nap and stuff. I'm like, I do not want to go to fucking sleep. You're out here fucking napping when we should be podcasting, and now you're keeping me up because you want to podcast more. Fucking
this
asshole.
This whole episode is just you being aggravated. Jesus,
I'm fucking annoyed at everything. I have nothing positive to say.
Nothing positive.
I fucking hate myself. I hate the world. I hate panning and stalking. I hate everything.